All right, welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into something I find fascinating. How did latex, you know, this niche, daring material, suddenly become the go-to look on major red carpets?
Exactly.
We're going to use the recent Beauty Awards UK 2025 as our case study to see, well, to see how designers and celebs are using it to completely redefine glamour.
And it's the perfect place to look because what we saw at City Central in London, it wasn't just a coincidence.
Well,
you had multiple A-listers all choosing latex, and that signals a huge shift. We're moving way beyond its old reputation. It's now like the ultimate way to make a statement.
Okay, so let's break down that ultimate statement. We've identified three really distinct ways it was worn. Let's start with Ella Morgan. She went for just pure visual impact.
Oh, absolutely. She's known for being bold, and this just cemented it. The gown was sublime, you know, full length, completely form-fitting.
And designed by the Scarlet Society label.
Yes, and that's key. They specialize in this. But what's really fascinating here is the colors, the super saturated bright orange.
It was almost glowing.
It was. And that kind of intensity, that liquid-like finish, you can only really get that with latex. Silks or satins, they just can't hold dye pigment in the same way.
So the material itself is the whole point. It's not about the cut. It's about that dramatic visual punch.
Precisely. It's leveraging the material's inherent properties. The shine, the color, to just dominate the space. No complex layering, just maximum unapologetic vibrancy.
Okay, so moving from that kind of monochrome boldness to something much more complex, let's talk about Molly Smith.
Yes, the Love Island All-Stars winner. Her look shows a totally different side to latex, its versatility.
Right, because we usually think of it as just this restrictive second skin.
Exactly. But Molly's ensemble from Catalyst Latex was so clever. She had this all-white lace dress, very delicate, almost angelic, and then wore a semi-transparent latex dress right over the top of it.
Wow. Okay, but hang on a second. Practically speaking, isn't that incredibly difficult to wear? Two full layers, and one of them is latex, on a hot red carpet.
Yes. I mean, comfort is often the first sacrifice for that perfect aesthetic. But here's the connection you need to make.
Okay.
If you look at the wider trends, it's pulling from that style Kim Kardashian really championed, placing something structural or restrictive over a fabric that's really delicate.
So the latex is acting like a shell.
It's acting like a structural shell, yeah. It gives the shape and that modern edge, while the lace underneath gives you texture and softness. It's a really smart, conceptual way to pull latex into a high fashion conversation.
That makes perfect sense. So let's turn to our third example, Liberty Pool. She took yet another path. This was all about structured elegance.
And this one is, I think, arguably the most significant look for showing how the trend is normalizing.
Why is that?
Because she chose a dress from House of CB. It's a well-known, more accessible high street brand. It was a limited edition piece, the Nuella. But still, that move signals real acceptance.
Okay, so here's the interesting part. How does a brand known for tailoring and structure, how do they even handle latex?
Well, they treat it just like any other luxury fabric, but one with this incredible natural radiance.
So it's about the construction.
It's all about construction. The dress had this perfect midi shape designed to hug the body, but the key was the internal structure. It had wired cups, adjustable straps.
I see.
It's proof that with modern tailoring, you know, with molding and proper seams, latex can look sublime and perfectly tailored. It can be elegant, not just edgy.
So what does this all mean for you listening at home? The main takeaway here is that this material is breaking all its old boundaries.
Right.
In just one night at one event, we saw it used for extreme color, for complex layered texture, and for high-end structured elegance.
We did. These were definite red carpet wins. But the sources we looked at also mentioned articles with titles like Dawn Till Dusk or Practical Tips for Wearing Latex in Summer.
Okay.
And that raises a really important question for you to think about. If latex has now definitively conquered high glamour, if it's mastered color, texture, and structure, how long until material science catches up?
What do you mean?
I mean, with maybe lighter weights or new polymerization techniques, how quickly will we see it fully normalize as an adaptable, even comfortable material in your everyday high street wardrobe? That, right there, is the final frontier for this shiny takeover.